Well, we move full steam ahead here at 8:46 on WEOL. It's a pun intended. We meet students solving real-world problems through STEAM. We have Ann Wu, Director of Corporate Citizenship with Samsung, joining us, as well as the student winner, Sama Chowdhury. Sama, did I get your name right?
Yes.
Thank you. Now, let's talk about this competition. What was it all about?
Sure. So the Samsung Solve for Smart Competition is a nationwide contest inviting students and schools with students grades 6 through 12 to come up with an idea that answers the challenge. Our challenge that we pose is show how STEAM, that's science, technology, engineering, arts, and math, can create a positive impact in your community. So we get schools from all across the country with some amazing ideas on how they can solve an issue, and we've just been amazed with the creativity and the passion of these students. So we're asking schools this year, again, to enter the Solve for Tomorrow competition.
Can you give us an example of some of the issues from years gone by?
Sure. So, you know, it's really a reflection of the issues that are going on in communities all across America. And so we've seen everything from urban farming to, you know, the students that are here with me today talking about student hunger, which is really prevalent. It's not just a New York issue. It's an issue that happens in local communities, in states across the country, and actually all across the world.
So, Sama, tell me a little bit about how did you solve the problem? What did you come up with?
So we created an app called Mosey. And what it does is that it links restaurants with students so that they can receive free dinners. We found out that 78% of the students that go in our school receive free or reduced lunch, and a lot of them don't have anything else. They depend on the school lunch alone, and they don't have anything for dinner. And we also saw that a lot of local restaurants are throwing out food, and it just didn't make any sense because there was a surplus of food, and yet there was still so much hunger. So that's when we came up with the idea to make an app that would connect the restaurants with the students so that they can get those free dinners.
That way you're getting the food that might at that point not, you know, be tossed out, but still fresh, still able to be eaten, and find somebody who can use it. And it kind of solves two sort of recycling problems as well as the hunger issue. And can you explain, you know, what's the amazement? Isn't it wonderful to see some of these kids come up with these sort of jaw-dropping ideas?
We are always floored by the imagination, the creativity, and even the understanding of what's going on around them. And it gives us a lot of hope and excitement to not, one, see these amazing ideas that come up, but really to see these students work through these issues to come up with real-world solutions that are creating change every day. So, you know, one of the things I love most personally about the Mosey app is there's a lot of dignity around being able to partner students who need that third meal of the day, sometimes their second meal of the day, with restaurants that just, they have the resources and just need that connection point to help the people in their own community. And so the Mosey app and these students just took a really simple idea of connections and brought this to life, and they're creating change every day.
Now, I know schools can participate in this. You have something, a deadline coming up in November. How can people get involved in this Solve for Tomorrow contest?
Sure. So we're actually accepting entries for the 8th annual year of the competition. And so we're looking to hear their amazing ideas again. So we encourage schools, it's teachers who apply in the first round, to go to www.samsung.com/solve and answer a couple of quick questions. And then, you know, you got to enter to be part of it. So, you know, you have till November 9th. And we really want to hear some great ideas like the Mosey app as part of our contest this year. So bring them. We're ready.
We appreciate your time this morning. I know we're a little short on it. Ann Wu, Director of Corporate Citizenship with Samsung, and also student winner. Sama, thank you for joining us, and congratulations on your new app. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.